Okay, who are we going to talk about? Yanni Gord, Gabriel Dumont, Jonathan, how do you pronounce his last name?
Deloitte.
I've tried to do it. It can't, it's like nasal, it comes through.
Bird's easier.
Frank Jean, he can pronounce it properly, or Florent-Jean. I've tried to pronounce it. You guys have it, I can't squeeze it out. Who else do we have? No, what else? Is that it? Oh, we had Bourneval.
Bourneval, Paquette,
yeah. That's where I get all my lessons. All right, let's go. Serious.
$1 million question. Stamkos, Johnson, yes, no, maybe?
No, no. Keep going. Paquette, no. Garrison, no.
Kucherov?
Ooh. Yeah, Cooch, hopefully he's a go tonight. He should be all right.
Chris, why does the power play continue to be successful? What do you point to? People adjust to you adjust to them, they continue to...
I think power plays are successful when you shoot. And so you look at even the two that went in the other night. Like, we didn't come in and sit around and set up and wait for everything till we look good and put the puck at the net. Like, we just came in the zone and shot. And we get, you know, clearly on the De Keyser play, we got a really good break on that. But I just think when you shoot the puck, good things happen, and that's what's been happening for us so far, or of late, anyway.
Can you view Yanni Gord for 22 minutes last game?
Mm-hmm.
How impressed can you be by the guy who was playing the NHL?
Yeah. See, there's just guys that come up and they don't listen to all the white noise. They don't put their tail between their legs when a little adversity hits them. They don't sit here and say, why am I in this league? They just work and work and work and just let that dictate what happens around them. And I find that there's probably countless examples of players that have been drafted in the first round or the second round that go somewhere and think, why am I not in the NHL? And then there's countless guys that were either never drafted or were seventh rounders that there's no real spotlight on them, there's no pressure on them, and they just work, 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 work. And they have to get past the hurdle of not being a high draft pick, but once they get by that and you play them and they're so, like, everything, it's infectious the way they play. And Yanni's one of those guys. And I don't know, you know, it's on him how long this is going to last, but he continues to give me reasons to put him on the ice. And then you couple that with, like, he's a phenomenal kid and he still just wants to learn and get better. And it's, you know, it's guys like him are a big reason why we're still hanging around.
You had a few guys like that, Johnson, Bella, mm-hmm. Bucket. Is there a special recipe here? Or?
I don't know. It's those guys, they're out there, and you just got to find them. Our scouting staff and our management, they've done a great job in identifying those players. I put Gabriel in that same group of guys that kind of, you know, you looked at him, we signed him basically for the American League team, and all of a sudden, you know, he was hurt, he gets his shot up here because of all our injuries, and then he's taking the biggest D-zone face-offs for us because he's coming through, he's blocking the big shot for us as he did the other night in Detroit, and they're just, they don't, you know, they're not sitting there looking for the pat on the back or coach, how, was I okay? It's all about just winning, getting better. What can I do to help you win? Put me out there 2 minutes, put me out there 20. Like, there's never going to be a look at you, like, come on, let me play me more. And you just love having those guys around. And it's, it's our, the scouting staff and management have found these guys.
John, is there something to be said for the fact that obviously you're facing some adversity, you've won the last four games, that you'd rather just stick with what you have, seems to be going well, as opposed to putting a couple of superstars back in the lineup who maybe aren't at 100%?
Yeah. For me, in the end, I want the best players in. And when those guys are healthy and ready to go, like, they're going back in. I do see your point of don't rock the boat when things are going well. But we'd lost three games in a row right before that. You know what I mean? So I like everything that's going on right now, but it's, you're at your best when you have your best players. And the one thing, you know, eventually that's kept us in here, you know, the goaltending, Vasilevskiy's been exceptional for us. And I think we've really come together as a team, but in the end, you know, would it be great to have Stamkos back in there? Yes. Johnson, yes. Puck, you just go down the list. But you really got to tip your hat to the players that have come up. They've been game changers for us. And I know a lot of people probably looked at us differently at the trade deadline of maybe that whole buyer-seller type thing. But I'll tell you, these guys that have come in have really, you know, been the straw that stirred our drink, and it's been a lot of fun to coach them.
If we go back to 3 weeks ago, so you were down, you had been down Stamkos and Callahan the whole season. Johnson goes down, you lost Boyle and Filppula. How did you sort of approach that stretch? And, you know,
losing like the big strong voices in the room. Like Bishop was a, you know, he was a strong leader in our room. So was Boyle. Phil was a big part of our, you know, not so much a vocal guy in the room, but he's a big part of our team. And the success of us a couple years ago when we went to the Cup Final, those were three major contributors for us. You lose that, you lose depth. And there was no question. We brought in some youth, but it was that Minnesota game. So, you know, you're down, you know, Stammer, the centerman, Boyle, Phil. That Minnesota game alone, we lost Nemestikov, Paquette, and Johnson. Then we were thinking, oh my gosh, who's going to come and play in the middle? We lost six of our top centermen. All of a sudden, Braden Point's our number one center, and Yanni Gourde comes in as our number two centerman. And those guys have done nothing but impress. But as a coach, you are sitting here thinking, oh my gosh, who's gonna fill this role for us? And you give these guys a chance, and it's, I don't know, it's been phenomenal to be a part of watching these guys grow.
You still feel like Stamkos and Johnson are close, though?
I do, but, you know, Stamkos is a little bit different situation because this is, you know, 4.5 months, 60 games, really, really serious injury. Not that Johnson's isn't serious. I mean, I would never would have thought he'd be out almost a month now. But Johnson's, he's really progressing. But he didn't have the serious injury that Stammer had. So two kind of different situations. But it would, you know, it's pretty tough. You know, they're not playing tonight, and then we turn around and play tomorrow. But maybe that road trip could be a chance some of those guys come back.
If you weren't right on it, playoff wise, would the thinking when it comes to Stamkos be different, or is it when you can go, you go? Stamkos goes, if you can go, you can go.
I don't know. We're not out of it, so I didn't thought of it that way.
All right. Thank you.